not that surprised, I suppose, as you say there, in terms of his, you know, his first contract and then agreeing the 4 year. It looked as if at that stage the county board obviously were very happy with him, realised there was going to be a transitional period, and he was happy himself. I think basically those two Ulster finals, you know, we still had the basis of our All-Ireland winning team. I think this year then, in terms of the turnover of the squad and that, I think everybody was going to give Rory time. I think it looked like a smart plan at the start of the year, not playing the McKenna Cup, you know, and bringing the lads in to a league and putting it all in the league. And after a slow start in the league, we really had some serious form. But as we were saying, obviously Donegal had went at it too hard in, and then we bombed in the championship altogether. So I still think, you know, people obviously criticise Rory. There's been a lot of abuse, and I think that's probably led to his departure, as the abuse he's been getting. You know, people were on about should Rory stay, and I was saying, well, what's in it for Rory himself? Because it looked like it was coming after at him from all sides, the kind of stick he was getting, and I just wondered him himself what he thought of taking the job on. And I think for what he's given Donegal football, you know, this last 6 years or 7 years, particularly, you know, the good times with Jim, and then obviously taking the reins himself, I think he deserved probably another year to probably put the things a wee bit right in terms of, say, do what Roscommon did, forget about the league in the early rounds and maybe go at it in the last few rounds and build into a championship and come into a championship with a bit of form. I'd rather see him going out in that vein rather than on the way he's gone out now.
Yeah, because, well, I suppose indications are that Rory had the full backing of the players and the current senior squad, Brendan.
Yeah, certainly. This is the thing. You know, like there was going to be no Fermanagh where they voted out Pete McGrath, unhappy with things. And even though things were the way they were in terms of the two tankings we got in the championship, the players were happy with Rory, which says a lot, you know, about the whole setup of being a manager and a manager at Donegal. And looking at Oisin for the abuse that he's got now, it's really making it keep the job. I mean, why would you want to take that job now unless you're dead sure you could do something right? Now, the only thing would be, if a new manager comes in now, definitely. I mean, already Rory was being told to look after a transitional period. With Donegal being so low now, you would think that a new manager could only come in and lift things up. There's plenty of good young players there, but certainly, you know, if you look at it this year, even though you could have maybe retirements to McGlynn, Lacey, you know, there's talk of Neil McGee, even Paddy McGrath. So really, Donegal, you know, if we thought we were in a transitional period, we certainly are going to be next year. But then again, I think a new manager coming in would be given that time. Where Rory, losing them a couple of Ulster finals, where already there was a lot of question marks around the county, and then this season really, you know, ranked up that pressure on him.
Yeah, and I suppose the next question is, who's going to be the man for the role? Already, Brendan, there has been a few names touted about as to who's going to be a successor.
Yeah, well, for me, I suppose the only one you could really look at is Stegan Bonner. You know, probably where we are here in Donegal, and just from the last few years, you think of who's taken on any team to any great success or managed anywhere else. There's not that many names, and for Declan, having been involved in most of these young lads for 5 or 6 years now, had brilliant success. And he's obviously well got, you know, cut his cloth. I suppose he came straight into county management back in 1998, and, you know, maybe then he'll probably admit he's a much wiser player now, or a much wiser manager and person. He's seen so much in football, and if he has that passion for it again, I think he'd be the ideal replacement.